Hurry, hurry, hurry.
请赶快入座。
Hurry, hurry, hurry. I'm going to not be able to share all that I have written down, but I'm going to share the most important points.
我剩余的时间可能没办法讲到一切我打算原来要讲的，但我会把最重要的告诉你们。
Angels tend to talk much faster than people do.
天使讲话比人讲话速度快。
They can say so little and say so much.
很短的时间可以讲很多事。
And then when we try to repeat it, ten sentences for every one of theirs.
所以几乎他说的每一句，你都要讲十句。
So we're going to hit the highlights.
所以我们就提到重点。
Okay, Exodus 28.
出埃及记二十八章。
Okay, read.
出埃及记二十八章一到三节。一到三节，你要从以色列人中使你的哥哥亚伦和他的儿子拿达、亚比户、以利亚撒、以他玛一同就近你，给我供祭司的职分。你要给你哥哥亚伦做圣衣为荣耀为华美，又要吩咐一切心中有智慧的，就是我用智慧的灵所充满的，给亚伦做衣服，使他分别为圣，可以给我供祭司的职分。
What is the priesthood for?
那祭司是为了什么呢？
What does the Bible say? We just read it. What is the priesthood for?
圣经这边说祭司是为着什么？
It is to minister to God.
就是要来服侍神。
Does it say and to minister to my people?
他有没有说要来服侍人呢？
No.
这边没有说到。
It says to minister to God.
他说是来侍奉神。
Yesterday I made a statement that the ministry of the intercessor is the highest of all ministries. And really, the way I should have worded it is like this.
那昨天我就讲到这样一句话，就说代祷者的职分是在神的家中是一个最高的职分和呼召。
The ministry of the priesthood is the highest of all ministries.
我应该说是在所有的事工当中，祭司的事工是最高的。
David was an apostle.
那大卫他是个使徒。
He was a king.
是个君王。
He was a priest.
他是个祭司。
And he was a prophet.
他也是个先知。
But the thing he valued more than all the rest was his priesthood.
但是他其中最看重的就是祭司这个身份。
Here he was the king of the greatest nation on the face of the earth.
他当时是世界上最大的一个国家的君王。
But the thing that brought him tears was his priesthood.
但是会让他流泪的乃是他祭司的职分。
The kingdom loved him.
他的国爱他。
They adored him. They applauded him.
他们的百姓这样子欢呼，爱他。
They respected him.
尊敬他。
But when he acted in the role of the priest,
但是他这样子好像在祭司里面来行走的时候，
his wife scorned him.
但是他的太太却轻视，这样辱骂他。
And his response was, "I will become more foolish yet before the Lord."
他说是我在神面前，我甚至可以好像更加的这样子愚蠢。
It wasn't because David danced.
并不是因为他的跳舞造成这个问题。
The Bible says that he had the priestly ephod on.
因为他说他身穿的祭司的衣服。
He was rejoicing before the Lord, escorting the glory back to the people of God.
他身穿祭司的衣袍，然后这样子好像护卫着神的荣耀要回来。
That is what she scorned.
这就是为什么他的妻子这样子来咒骂他。
And that is what brought great pleasure to David's heart.
而这个同时就是带给大卫极大的喜乐。
He had such respect for the priesthood.
他对祭司这个职分是那样的尊崇。
That he put many of his sons in the priesthood.
他把他许多的儿子是放做祭司的。
Although the Bible commanded that the Levites fill the priesthood.
虽然圣经里面讲到说是利未人来做祭司。
David, a Judahite, brought his family in, and they filled places in the priesthood.
但是大卫这个犹大族出来的，他就把他的家族里面的人很多放进祭司的职分里面。
His respect before God was great over the fact that God had called him to be king over God's people.
事实上他很大的一个尊崇是因为神高他成为君王。
But the thing that he really, really, really touched deep into David's inner being was the fact that he was a priest over God's people.
但是他心中最得着、最抓住他心的，乃是他是向着神是祭司。
He understood the priesthood of the believer.
他知道怎么样成为一个就是信徒当中他的做祭司。
Now, in the body of Christ,
在神的家中
we don't understand that God has created every one of you to be priest to Him, to come into the secret place and to minister to Him daily.
在神的家中，我们并不明白说神是召唤我们每一个人成为祭司，每一天的到他面前做祭司。
He will minister to His people if you will minister to Him.
就他会，他就会来服侍他的子民。如果你每天到他面前服侍他。
When I was set aside, praying and fasting, spending time in the Word so many hours every day,
就是当我被分别为圣，我每天花很多的时间来读圣经，来进食祷告。
Preparing for the ministry,
然后为我的将要有的那个事工，我来预备的时候。
The Lord told me, if you will always live,
神告诉我说，如果你又一直是这样子
，to minister to me,
这样像你现在这样子来服侍我
，I will never fail to minister to my people.
我就绝对不会就是有闪失来服侍我的这些百姓。
And truly, that is the call for all of the priests of God, you and me.
那就对你对我而言，这的确就是我们一个做祭司的呼召。
Now I want to draw a comparison, for you for just a moment. Keep this place in Exodus because we're going to come back here.
我们就这个经文，我这边不要把它翻掉。但我要给你们做一个比较。
And go over to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来翻到以弗所书第四章。以弗所书第四章。
We're going to start reading in verse 11, and I'm going to ask Nikki to translate for me rather than reading it out of your Chinese Bible.
我会从他所念的经文当中直接翻译，而不是根据我们手上这本和合本。
And his gifts were varied. He himself appointed and gave men to us, some to be apostles.
他的恩赐有不同，他其中给我们有使徒的这样恩赐。
Some prophets.
有些是先知。
Some evangelists.
有些是传福音的。
Some traveling missionaries.
有些是四处的。
That is covered under evangelist.
这就是四处的那种宣教士，算是传福音的。
And some pastors, teachers.
还有就是牧师跟教师。
Now we all call that the fivefold ministry.
我们都被呼召进入这个五重的职事。
But in the Greek, according to Granville Sharp's rule, it is not a fivefold ministry, it is a fourfold ministry.
但事实上，如果你按照原来希腊原文里面他们那种文法的那个原则的话，事实上只有四重职事。
And the pastor teacher is actually one office.
那事实上呢，就是牧师跟教师是一种的职事。
What is the purpose for this four or fivefold ministry?
那这个四重或五重这个职事，它的目的是什么
？We find out in verse 12 and 13.
我们在第十二、十三节会看到。
God's intention,
神的用意是
，was the perfecting and the full equipping of the saints.
就是要使圣徒能够成全，能够得到造就。
His consecrated people，
就是他分别出来的，分别为圣的。
That they should do，
以至于他们能够做什么呢
？The work of ministering toward building up Christ's body, the church，
以至于他们可以做的事工是可以好像来服侍别人，以至于神的教会能够被建造起来。
What should you do？
所以我们该做什么呢
？What should you do？
我们该做什么呢
？What is the fivefold ministry for？
那这五重职事是为了什么呢
？Is to prepare you to fulfill your priesthood，
就是要来预备我们能够来进入这个祭司的呼召里。
That it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith，
以至于我们在好像在信仰我们的真理上能够合为一。
And in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God，
还有对于神的那个了解，神儿子的了解能够达到一个成熟。
That we might arrive at really mature manhood。
以至于我们好像成为好像一个成人这样。
The completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height,
就是以至于我们在个性上各方面，我们都能够完全不缺欠。
Of Christ's own perfection,
跟基督他自己的那个成全的身量来讲，我们一点都不缺欠。
The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ,
就是基督自己他的身量。
And the completeness found in Him,
还有在他里面所找到的那个完整。
What is the fivefold ministry for?
所以五重职事是为了什么？
That's right.
是的。
In other words, their purpose is to minister to the church.
所以他们的目的是为了要来服侍教会。
Everyone that is in the fivefold ministry is also carrying the priesthood upon them.
所以凡是在五重执事的人，他们身上都有这个祭司的职分。
In other words, Pastor Grace is an apostle and she is a pastor teacher.
所以像江牧师，他是个使徒，但他也是教师跟牧师。
But higher than her apostolic call and her pastor teacher call is her call as a priest.
但是在他这个使徒、教师跟牧师的呼召之上，还有就是他是一个祭司。
Her priest of ministering unto the Lord.
就是他向着神的服侍神的这样的祭司之分。
I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet.
那我是一个使徒，是一个先知。
But higher than my call as a prophet or an apostle.
但是在这两个这样职分之上
，is my priestly call to minister to the Lord.
而是我这个祭司的呼召，就是要来服侍神。
The call as an apostle or a prophet is to minister to you.
我这个使徒或者先知的职分是为了来服侍你们。
Only my priestly call entitles me to minister to the Lord.
但是只有我这个祭司的职分让我有权利能够到神面前来侍奉他。
Only Pastor Grace's priestly call entitles her to minister to the Lord.
也只有就像江牧师，只有他的这个祭司的职分让他可以在神面前来侍奉神。
So as an apostle and as a pastor, she is created in the body of Christ to minister to you.
所以不管是身为使徒还是牧师，他是被造是要在教会里面来服侍你们。
To help develop you, to perfect you in your calling.
他为了要来造就你们，来成全你们，以至于你们可以进入你们的呼召。
And your primary calling, according to this,
那根据这段经文，你主要的你的呼召是什么呢
？Is the ministry?
就是这个服侍。
The priestly ministry of ministering to the Lord.
就是你呢，可以来服侍神的这个祭司的职分。
And then to your brothers and sisters.
然后你来服侍你的弟兄姐妹。
Now, keep your hand here and come back with me where we were in the book of Exodus.
那我们再把这边不要翻掉，但是我们再重新回到出埃及记。
It says in the book of Exodus,
在出埃及记
chapter 28,
第二十八章
that God set aside the high priest.And the other priests that worked in the Levitical order,
那神就是设立这个大祭司，还有其他祭司，就是在按着这个立位的这样的等次。
For the purpose of ministering to God,
就是为了要来服侍神。
The high priest is there to minister to not man, but God.
大祭司不是服侍人，他乃是要去侍奉神。
You can read the writing of the Jewish sages, and what you will hear from them is.
就是你可以去读或者去看这些就是犹太的一些书籍。
The failure of the priestly ministry of the Jewish Judaism,
就是这犹太教里面他们那个祭司这个职分的失败
is found in that the priest ceased to minister to God and began to minister to the people.
就是当祭司停止去侍奉神，而是去开始服侍人。
And many failures came out of that.
因为这样的一个转变，很多的失败就开始产生。
The high priestly ministry that you are created to fulfill,
就是你被造所要来成就的做的这个大祭司的这个职分。
Each and every one of you,
是你们每一位都有的。
This one thing being higher than all other things in the body of Christ,
就这一件事情就远胜过你在教会里面所有其他的一切的呼召。
If a person is a spirit-filled minister.And a president of a nation like we have here,
就说如果有一个总统，他是一个总统，但是他又是个被圣灵充满的人。
Nothing is more important than what he does when he goes in privately to minister to the Lord.
就是跟他说单独去见神来服侍他，没有一件事情比这更重要。
His highest calling is not in the fact that he's a president.
他最高的呼召不是因为他是一个总统。
Pastor Grace's highest calling, oh.
那江牧师最高的呼召。
This is so you can see the word better. Pastor Grace's highest calling is not the fact that she's an apostle.
她的最高呼召不是因为她是个使徒。
But it is in the privilege of her high priestly ministry of ministering to the Lord.
那是因为她有这个大祭司的呼召，所以她可以到神面前有这样的一个好像个荣幸来侍奉神。
If you are all priests,
如果你们都是祭司
，What is your privilege?
那你的特权是什么呢
？What is your highest calling？
你最高的呼召是什么呢
？Is Pastor Grace's highest calling？ I mean, is Pastor Grace's call as an apostle higher than your calling as a high priest？
就是姜牧师身上那个使徒的呼召是比你的那个大祭司的呼召更高吗？
Is my high calling as an apostle or prophet higher than your high calling as a high priest?
让我这个使徒跟先知的职分难道比你大祭司的职分更高吗？
That's right.
的确不是的。
We are failing our responsibilities as a fivefold ministry if you do not know that to the depth of your soul and are living it.
就是你如果在你最深处，你并不明白这个事情，而且你没有活出来，那我们五重执事就失败了。
We have a sick little boy. He's 5 years old. He's dying of cancer, laying in the hospital. Whose prayer is God going to answer? The apostle that goes to pray for him, or the father who is weeping over him?
就是如果你有个五岁的孩子在医院里病床上已经快要死于他的癌症，那到底是一个好像一个使徒的祷告会拯救他，还是他一个哭泣的爸爸的祷告神会垂听？
Then why is it the church always calls for the big guy?
那为什么我们总是找一些好像比较重量级的人物呢？
Because they don't really know that they themselves are high priests unto God.
因为他们不了解他自己就是服侍神的那个大祭司。
And that their prayers are as important to God as anyone in the fivefold ministry.
然后他们的祷告跟在五重执事所有人他们的祷告是一样的重要。
Am I right?
我说的对吗？
Separate them that they may minister unto me.
把他们分别出来，好让他们来服侍我。
He even said, "Call together those that I've given special gifts to make these beautiful garments."
他还神还说，把那些有身上有特别恩赐的人，把他们召出来，要来造那个华美的衣服。
To provide these beautiful, beautiful garments that my priests are going to wear.
为我这个祭司所要穿的这样，做一个非常非常美丽的衣服。
So that the priest.By being wrapped in these garments, will be sanctified unto my priesthood. Verse
3. 第三节说，以至于我的祭司能够身穿这样的华美的衣服，然后可以来供祭司的职分。
Many years ago, when I was ministering in a Bible college,
在许多年前，我在个圣经的学院在那边服事。
I awakened to a vision.
我就在睡梦中，我醒来看到异象。
I saw the vision, a vision of the high priest.
我看到个大祭司的意象。
He was all decked out in his high priestly garb.
就是 他身上就这样身带大祭司的衣服。
And it shined with the glory of God.
身上像散发了神的荣耀。
Boy, was it breathtaking! It was beautiful.
真的是美到好像令我窒息了。
And the Lord took the time and he pointed out every object of the high priestly garment, the hat, the breastplate, so on and so forth.
那神就花时间这样一一的为我说明他所穿的，从他的就是头上戴的头牌跟他的胸牌。
And he told me what each thing represented before his throne.
他就告诉我说，这每一项在神的宝座前所代表的意义。
Then he said to me,
然后他向我说，
I want you to change your message.
神说，我要你改变你要传的信息。
And I want you to travel everywhere throughout the world.
我要你去世界各地。
And teach my people about prayer.
来教导他们就是有关祷告的事。
And I want you to share what you've seen in this vision.
我要你跟他们分享你意象中所看的。
And I want you to tell my people this is what they are dressed in when they come before me in prayer.
就是当他们到我面前，就是借着祷告到我面前的时候，他们就是穿这个样子。
They are dressed in the garb of the high priest.
他们身上穿的是大祭司的衣袍。
And God listens to them as intently as He would Aaron when Aaron went into the holy of holies.
就是神会这样仔细听我们的祷告，就好像他当年那个亚伦进到至圣所一样。
How intently did God listen to Aaron?
神是怎么样仔细听那个亚伦的祷告呢？
Year by year, Aaron kept the nation of Israel alive through his prayer, one day a year.
就是一年当中的那一次，这样的几年，每一年下来，因着那个亚伦的祷告，他就是让以色列的人得以存活。
Millions of people survived till the next year on Aaron's prayer each year.
就是因着他每一年的祷告，百万的人得以存活到下一年。
That is authority, don't you think?
这个就叫权柄，不是吗？
That is the power of the priesthood.
这就是祭司他的祷告的他的能力。
Just as God listened to Aaron for Israel, He listens to you.
就是正如神听亚伦讲，就是带到有关以色列的事，神同样的垂听我们的祷告。
You are dressed in the same beautiful garment of the priesthood that Aaron was dressed in.
你身上穿的就像亚伦一样，是那样子的一个漂亮的祭司的衣袍。
And this garment sanctifies you to be a priest unto the Most High God.
而这样的衣服圣洁我们，以至于我们可以成为祭司。
When did you receive it?
那你什么时候得着这样的衣袍呢？
The day you got saved.
就是你得救的那一天。
Whether you ever use this privilege is up to you.
不管你有没有机会，你用过这样的一个特权。
Whether you ever allow God to develop you in the priesthood is up to you.
由你来决定，你是不是能够让神来帮助你，然后逐渐的被神建造进入这样的祭司职分。
Just because a person is called as a priest doesn't mean he has to pray.
我们被呼召成为祭司，并不代表我们就需要祷告。
Doesn't mean he has to come in and minister to the Lord.
也并不意味着说他就会去来服侍神。
He can refuse to do it just like the children of Israel did it in Exodus chapter 18.
就像我们刚读到出埃及记十八章里面以色列的子民就拒绝。
And what will happen?
然后那个结果呢？
The staff of this church will keep teaching you year after year after year after year about all your spiritual responsibilities, and you will continue to be duds. A dud.
就是说在教会的同工可以一年一年这样子一直不停地教导你你该做的事情，但是你这么多年你还是可以这样好像就什么都没有听到。
You will continue to be worthless to yourself and to God.
那你会继续的对你跟对神来讲你都是没有价值。
For if you were created to be a priesthood, a royal priesthood unto God,
如果你被所造 你被创造就是要成为一个有君尊的一个祭司来侍奉神。
And you don't fulfill your purpose,
而你并没有达成你的呼召。
Then you're worthless to yourself,And to God.
那对你跟对神来讲，你就是没有价值。
He will love you.
他还是爱你。
He will minister to you when you need him.
当你需要的时候，他也会来服侍你。
He will bless you.
祝福你。
But you have done nothing for him.
但你为他却没有成就什么事。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你明白我所说的。
This is a beautiful privilege.
这是一个极美的一个荣幸。
It's a beautiful call.
是个非常美的呼召。
As you begin to understand the importance of your voice in the throne room of God,
一旦你明白你的声音在神的宝座前是何等的重要，
the magnitude of intercessors that will span the earth,
那这个整个代祷所就是完全这样子扩充在整个全地之上，
will change the very foundation of the earth.
它就会完全的来改变这个世界。
It will change the very face of the earth.
会改变整个世界的全貌。
As the body of Christ begins to come in and realize their call,
所以当神的百姓他的子民开始明白他们的呼召，
they come in to minister to the Lord.
他们进入来到这边，然后来开始服侍神。
Learn His word by way of the Spirit. The Bible says you don't need someone else to teach you. You've got the anointing to teach you.
圣经上里面讲说你不需要谁来教导你，你里面有那个恩膏。
But we have the problem in the church today that we can even come and sit in front of our teachers and still not be taught.
但是我们今天有的问题就是，我们即使来到教师面前，我们还是没有学到什么。
Now I'm not saying by this that we don't need the fivefold ministry. God gave that to the body as a gift. We need it.
五重职事是神给教会的一个礼物，所以我不是说我们不需要五重职事。
There will always be government in the church, even throughout eternities of eternities in heaven.There will always be government. Government is of God.
就是建立这样像这种政权、这种国家的组织是神的心意，然后从现在到永远永远都会有这样的组织。
And God will give teachings to the fivefold ministry that He by and large does not share widely across His church.
那神还会持续的把这样的教导，一直的把这样教导放到神的教会里面。
You will receive understandings in one dimension, but He'll use the fivefold ministry to give depth.To that dimension and insight and revelation to the things that he speaks to your heart.
所以就是说，你可以从神那边领受一些教导跟开启，然后但神会借着五重职事，好像把你所领受的加深加大。
He wants you to respect the fivefold ministry.
神要我们来尊重这个五重职事。
He wants you to honor the fivefold ministry.
还要你来尊荣这个五重职事。
He wants you to submit to the fivefold ministry.
还要你顺服五重职事。
Because that is good for you, not for them.
因为对你是好处，并不是对他们有好处。
You know, it's not because it's good for them; it's because it's good for you.
因为这样子，你做那些事情是对你有好处的。
As you submit to them, if they are walking in the way of God, then you're submitting to God.
就是因为如果他们是与神同行的话，那你顺服他们，你就是在顺服神。
A biblical example again in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有一个很这个圣经里面的讲一个例子。
Do you all agree that Aaron held the highest office in the nation of Israel as high priest?
就身为一个祭司，亚伦的确是在这个国家里面一个最高的职位。
Do you agree with that? Raise your hand.
你同意吗？
You can agree with it. It's a good thing.
你也可以不同意也没关系。
He held the highest office.
所以亚伦是在国家里面一个最高的职分。
He was the high priest. He was the king. He was the prophet.
所以他是大祭。他是大祭司，是祭司，然后他不是先知，也是君王。
It wasn't Moses that wore the Urim and the Thummim, which was the word, the prophetic word to Israel. It was Aaron.
然后并不是那个摩西呢，是亚伦，他身上那个乌林跟哦，土明乌林跟土明。
But because Aaron never allowed himself to come to the strength he should have in his spiritual walk.
但是呢，亚伦他一直没有容让自己好像进入他应该有的一个属灵的一个强度里面。
He was constantly looking to Moses.
他就一直这样子，好像就是来就是留意摩西要做什么。
Who sent Israel back to Aaron?
所以他就再次把以色列又带回了亚伦那边。
Moses never wanted Israel to worship him.
摩西从来都没有以色列人来敬拜他。
He never wanted Israel to look to him.
他也没有叫以色列人好像凡事都要仰望他。
He established the high priest through the counsel of God for the nation to look at the high priest.
那是他摩西是从神那边得着这样的指示，他设立一个大祭司，好叫百姓都要来，就是依靠这位大祭司。
Through the high priest would flow the government. If you knew the Pentateuch, that is the first five Bibles, books of the Bible, you would know what I'm telling you.
就你如看圣经前面这五卷书的话，事实上就经由大祭司要把整个政权能够建立起来。
The government of the nation was designed to flow through the high priest.
所以神心里面那个就是神的整个政权呢，是经由大祭司这样流露出来的。
Moses was here, and the day would come, God would take him home.
因为摩西在这边，可是时间到了，神就把他接走。
So he didn't want the nation depending on Moses.
所以神并不希望整个国家就这样依靠摩西一人。
He wanted the nation depending on the priesthood that would be perpetuated generation after generation. Do you understand what I'm saying?
是神要百姓要来依靠这个祭司的职分，然后这样代代相传。
So the laws and the commandments and the governmental structure of Israel was set up to run in conjunction with the high priest.
所以在整个以色列整个政权的这个建造里面当中，它完全是跟这个大祭司的职分是一起建造起来的。
Once again, it was when the high priest failed in their responsibilities.
所以当大祭司好像没有达成他所该做的事，
that God had to raise up prophets because the priests were no longer listening to the prophetic voice of God.
那以至于神就必须兴起先知，因为祭司他再也不去听神的话。
He raised up prophets, and when the priest continued to fail, he had to raise up a king.
然后当祭司在持续的不断的失败，那神就必须再兴起一个王。
Until the prophet and the king was governing the nation.
那一直到先知跟王要来开始治理这个国。
Because the priesthood had failed.
那乃是因为整个祭司这样的一个职分这样子失败了。
Okay, now why did we go here, Nikki? I don't remember. I know I was saying something very important.He wants you as individual priest to hear the prophetic word of God.
神要你们每个人是个人的，像身为一个祭司到神面前能够听到神的声音。
On your garment is the Urim and the Thummim.
有那个乌灵跟土明。
That gives you the prophetic word of God.
这个就会告诉你神的话，先知性的话。
And it shouldn't be something that contradicts what God is saying in the church.
那你所得着的话不应该跟神在教会里面讲的话是矛盾的。
It should be something that feeds the nature of what God is doing in His church.
而是应该是跟神在教会正要做的事情是完全的这样子可以联合起来。
This is how you'll know that you're actually hearing the voice of God.
你就是这样，你才知道说你确知你的确从神听到
话。So as high priest, you have the Urim and the Thummim.
所以身为大祭司，你身上是有那个乌灵跟土
灵。This is the voice of God.
这是神的声音。
You have the stones.
你身上有这些宝石。
Representing the people of God.
代表的就是那个神的子民。
You go in before the throne of God.
你来到神的宝座前。
Bearing the turban.
就你身上戴了这样一个头冠。
It says holy unto the Lord.
这边讲就分归耶和华为圣。
This not only reminds you every day that your life must be holy unto God.
这不单是说提醒你说你每一天你的生活在神面前应该要是圣洁的。
But as God looks at that, He remembers that the Remember we talked this morning about the implements and the various things in the temple being made up actually of living stones, which is the church.
记不记得我们今天早上有说在就是在这个圣殿里面所一切的建造都是那个活石，而所代表的就是现在的教会。
So when you go in before the Lord and He sees this holy unto the Lord on your head, on your turban.
所以当你来到神面前，他看到你头上所写这个归耶和华为圣。
He remembers that all of the errors that you may commit or have committed is under the blood of His dear Son Jesus.
他就会记起来说，一切你已经犯的罪、做错的事，都已经被他儿子的宝血所遮盖了。
When you pray for the people of God that is on your breastplate,
而当你为那个神的子民，就是在你胸牌的这些宝石的时候
，He looks back to the blood of Christ and he honors your prayers as being holy prayers。
然后他就回头看到那个基督所献上的血，他就来遵从你的祷告。
And will remove judgment even from the guilty because you prayed。
他就会从那个，他就会来把那个刑罚拿走，甚至是那个有罪的人。
You see, the body is sick because the body doesn't understand this priestly obligation and privilege。
就说我们神的家是在一个疾病的状况，因为我们不明白祭司他的职责跟他的一个荣幸。
Someone fails，
有人失败了。
And the body of Christ rises up with a self-righteousness。
那神的百姓却就教会却兴起，好像就是很自义的样子。
Over the failure of their brother，
就是看着他的弟兄的这样失败。
Instead of using their priestly responsibilities and privilege。
反而他不是用了他祭司的职责跟他的一个特权
，to go in before the Father and say, "Forgive such a one."
然后来到父神面前说，请你来原谅这一位。
They have greatly sinned against you, Lord, but forgive them.
神啊，他大大得罪你，但是请你原谅他。
Forgive them for the sake of your dear son.
为了你儿子的缘故，请你来赦免他。
And heal them.
医治他。
If we would judge less and pray more in mercy as a true high priest, the body would be much healthier.
就说如果我们能够好像真的成为一个祭司，在怜悯当中，我们更多的祷告，比较少的来论断他们的话，整个神的家会更加的健康。
Do you understand all that I'm saying to you?
你知道我今天现在所
说的。Raise your hand, please.
请举手让我看一下。
Okay, because it is 5 to 4, so we've got 5 minutes to make sure you understand.
好，我们只有五分钟的，已经快四点了哈。
So turn back, please, to Peter.
请。
Oh, 4 o'clock? Oh, I mean, it's not 4 o'clock. It's 4:30. We know exactly what we're doing up here.
彼得前书
Okay, well, I've been giving you the abbreviated version, thinking we had only until 4 o'clock. So now, how do I go back?
我刚很快速的把简单版告诉你们
And give you all these nuts and bolts.
然后现在时间比较多，我不知道该怎么办。
Oh, my. Okay, I will find one area that I will talk to you about. Turn to Exodus 29.
请翻回出埃及记29章。
Exodus 29:20.
第二十节，出埃及记29章第二十节。
God wants to bring, he wants to reawaken.
他要重新的唤醒。
The early church understood the things I'm telling you right now.
因为早期的教会是明白我现在跟你们所说的事。
The early church, who was made up mostly of Jewish people,
当时的初期的教会大部分都是犹太人。
When Peter would have written to them and said that you are a holy nation, a royal priesthood, it would have sent lights off all over their heads.
就是说，当彼得讲到说你们是君尊的祭司。好、哦，是圣洁的国民。他讲这句话的时候，犹太人他是明白，他讲这个话会有很多启示的亮光闪出来。
You mean I am a priest like Aaron？
他们就会说，难道我就像亚伦那样是个祭司吗
？They would have immediately identified with Aaron。
他们会马上就能够跟亚伦来认同。
And he let them know that they're not offering up sacrifices of lambs and rams and bulls。
那彼得也让他这些信徒们知道说，他们不再是像献牛献羊。
But now they are called to offer up much more important sacrifices, spiritual sacrifices。
而他们今天是被呼召要来献一个更重要的祭，就是一个灵祭。
He didn't tell the church, now look for Aaron because he's coming back。
他并没有跟教会说你们要留意亚伦，因为亚伦要回来了。
Or find an Aaron in your midst，
或在你们当中找到一位亚伦。
They knew that they had apostles. They knew that they had prophets. They knew that they had pastors. They knew they had evangelists.
他们知道他们教会其实已经有使徒、有先知、有教师，还有传福音的。
They knew to give the honor and the respect due those offices.
他也知道怎么样对着这些职分的人，他们就是表达他们的尊敬。
They'd read Paul's letters. They knew that they were there for their upbuilding and edification.
他们也读了保罗的书信，知道这些职分的人是为了来帮助造就他们的。
But now Peter is saying, not only is this administration glorious in the eyes of God.
但是然后彼得这边说，不仅是这些职分在神面前看起来是荣耀的。
But don't forget the administration that you personally are under as high priest, personally before God.
你不绝对不要忘记你个人身上所有那个大祭司的职分。
You are all Aarons in today's church.
在今日的教会，你们每一位都是亚伦。
Both the fivefold ministry and the body.
就是这五重执事的人跟整个全教会。
As priests, we have responsibilities in the way we must live before God.
就是身为祭司，你需要有一个特别的生活，以至于你就是你活在神面前需要有个特别的规范。
Okay, did you read this first 20? Yeah. Okay, go ahead and read it.
好，出埃及记二十九章，嗯，
第二十节。Exodus 29, verse 20.
你要宰这羊，取点血，抹在亚伦的右耳垂上和他儿子的右耳垂上，又抹在他们右手的大拇指上和右脚的大拇指上，并要把血洒在坛的四围。
So here they are being sanctified unto the priesthood.
所以他们被分别为圣，进入了祭司的职分。
Why do they put the blood on the right toe?
就是为什么要放在右脚呢？
Why do they put the blood on the right big toe?
为什么要在右脚那个大拇指上呢？
Instead of, for instance, the small toe.
而不是那个比较小的那个脚趾上呢？
The right side is the side of revelation.
这个右边的这部分是代表的是启示。
So the priest is being sanctified unto the revelation of God.
所以祭司是为着这个神的启示，他来被分别为圣。
Listen to this with your heart.
请你用心仔细听。
Because as a priest, you have been touched with the blood of Christ on your right toe, separating you unto the revelation of God in your own heart.
就是身为祭司，你已经被耶稣基督的血已经分别为圣，在你的右脚趾上。意思就是说，你可以从在你的心里面可以领受神的启示。
The revelation of the nature and the character of God.
就是有关于神他自己的属性、他的本质这样的启示。
The revelation of the will of God.
还有神的旨意。
You have been separated, set aside by the blood on your right toe to the revelation of God.
就是在你脚右脚上所点的这个血，分别你出来，以至于你可以开始进入神的启示。
So when someone comes to me and says, "But I don't ever get any revelation of God,"
那如果有人过来跟我说啊，可是我从来都没有从神那边得到什么启示呢？
I have to say, my dear brothers and sisters, because you're not practicing your priesthood.
那我必须跟你说，你并没有操练你祭司的职分。
What gives the revelation?
那什么可以带来那个启示呢？
The Urim and the Thummim on your breastplate.
就是那个乌灵跟土明在你的那个胸牌上。
You understand what I'm saying?
你知道我的意思？
Do you?
你知道我的意思吗？
Raise your hand if you do.
请举手如果让我看
到。Not very many of you. Raise your hand if you don't understand.
举手如果你不明
白。Oh, many more hands. Good thing we have to 4:30. Is it that you don't understand the revelation of God? Is that the part you don't understand? Raise your hand.
你是哪一部分不明白？启示那部分吗？乌灵的。
Pardon me. Oh, the Urim and the Thummim. Oh, okay. You see, in the old covenant, when God would talk to the high priest, remember when David was out running from Saul?
你记不记得就是那个大卫好像在旷野里面 他就逃避扫罗的追击。
He took a priest with him.
他带了一个祭司。
And the priest had the breastplate, the Urim and the Thummim.
而那祭司他有那个胸牌，上面就是有乌灵跟土明。
So the Bible would say that David consulted the Lord, do I go this place or that, and do I do thus and so?
所以圣上有记载说，大卫就问神说，我该这样做吗？我该去这个地方吗？
So he might say, if I go into this city,
他会说，如果我进了这个城，
will Saul find me?
那扫罗会来找我吗？
Now the Urim and the Thummim were two stones.
就是乌灵跟土明是两块石头。
One was red, transparent red, the other was transparent blue.
就是一个是透明的那样红色，一个是透明可以可就透明的那样蓝色。
I know that because I've seen them.
因为我看过，所以我知道。
If God was saying no, then one of the Urim and the Thummim that was designed always to hear the word no would light up.
就是这两个当中有一个就是他就是他专门设计就是说如果是神的旨意是不是的话他就会发亮。
If he was saying yes, then the opposite stone would light up.
那如果神说可以那另外就是相反另外一个功用那个石头就会闪亮。
This became the revelatory word of God to the recipient.
这就是神向那个接受讲垂听的人他所发出的这个启示性的讯号。
And so I think it's very interesting that David also had a prophet traveling with him.
我觉得说在他逃亡的时候，他居然带了一个大祭司，这是很有趣的事。
But where did he go for the revelation of direction?
但是就是说他可以得着他的方向。
To the priest carrying the breastplate.
他得到方向就是从那个穿着这个胸就是大祭司胸牌的这个大祭司身上得着。
You all have that breastplate. You all have the Urim and the Thummim.
而你们全部都有这样的一个胸牌，而且你们都有这个乌灵跟土明。
In other words, inside your heart, you have the capacity to hear a yes or a no from God.
所以在你的里面是有那样的一个容量，你可以从神那边知道是是还是不是。
And you've all experienced it where you've prayed, God, do I go do thus and so?
那你们都有多少经历到，就说你跟主说，主，我该去这，我该不该做这个呢
？Maybe yesterday you thought, I definitely am going to go.
也许你昨天说，我一定要去。
But suddenly you feel a check.
但你突然觉得好像有一个查验。
It just kind of, you just kind of know you're not supposed to go.
你有个讯息就觉得说，我大概不该去。
The Urim and the Thummim is in operation.
就表示你们的乌灵跟土明正在里面做工。
You're receiving the directive of God.
你从神那边得着方向。
Or maybe he'll give you a scripture.
或者他给你一节经文。
You'll open the Bible and the scripture will jump out at you.
就是当你打开经文的书的时候呢，那个经文就跳出来。
And suddenly you know you're not supposed to do what you were about to do.
那你就突然之间你就发现说，你原本打算要做的，其实你不该去。
You've received the revelation of God.
你就从神那边得到启示。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你知道我的意思吗
？Raise your hand if you do not understand.
如果你不明白，请你举手。
That's much better.
现在好多了。
So in the same way.How many of you have ever opened the Bible and thought, "Oh, that is just for me"?
你们都还有这样的经历，就是你
raise your hand.
一打开你就说啊，这句话就是给我的。
You've just experienced the ministry of the revelation of God that is upon the priesthood.
那你就是正在接受到神给祭司那种特别的那个就是那个启示的一个服事。
How many have you ever had a dream that you knew was from God?
都还有这样子，你很清楚知道你这个梦是从神而来的。
You've just experienced.The revelation of God that is upon your priesthood.
而你刚才就是你这个经验，就是说你刚刚接受到神对着他的祭司所会给他的启示。
How many of you have experienced a vision?
或者你们有见着异象
？Raise your hand.
你可以举手。
You have just experienced the revelation of God that is upon your priesthood.
你就刚刚所经历，就是神对着祭司他所释放的那个启示。
How many of you have suddenly experienced a burden for someone where you just know?Even though you don't know it in the natural, you know you need to pray for that person.
多少人有这样听，就是你会突然之间对某个人有个负担，虽然你不知道那个负担是什么。
You've just received a revelation from God that is upon your priesthood.
那就是因为神对着你这个祭司的呼召，他刚刚释放的那个启示。
The blood on the right toe,
在你那个右脚那个拇指上的那个血
sanctifies your walk in the way that you should go.
圣洁了你所当行的道路。
This means that God has put in your spirit.
那表示说神在你的灵里面
a directive for your life.
就是来指示你这一生所要当行的道路。
If He's called you to be a doctor, it's in your spirit.
就说他如果呼召你成为医生的话，已经在你的灵里面了。
If He's called you to be an attorney, it's in your spirit.
如果是律师，也已经在你里面了。
If He's called you to be a workman of an architect, it's in your spirit.
或者是个建筑师，那也已经在你的灵里了。
If He's called you to be a wife who does not work, but you are there to take care of your husband and your children, He's put it in your spirit.
或者是个家庭主妇没有上班，而是照顾先生孩子，那这也已经在你的灵里面了。
If He's called you to be a minister, it's in your spirit.
或者他呼召你成为牧师，服侍主的，那也已经在你的灵里面了。
If He's called you to be a professional student, I know there are a few of those.
或者就说你是个专职的这样，就是学生。
That may not be in your. I better check that one out.
我要去问一下主，这是不是
？But there's a directive for your life that is in your spirit. You don't need a prophet to prophesy that to you.
在你里面其实已经有一个可以指示你前面道路的人，你不需要再去问先知。
Some of the most spiritual people in the world have never had a vision.
事实上，世界上最属灵的人，他们几乎就是他们有些都是没有异象，从来没见过异象。
But they're highly spiritual and they walk very close to God.
但他们非常的属灵，而且跟神的同行是非常亲密的。
And they know how to walk because it's in their spirit.
而且他们知道怎么样来跟神同行，因为已经在他灵里面。
Okay, so your walk is sanctified by the blood on your toe.
所以在因着你脚上的那个血，你的行路已经是被圣别了。
On your right foot, because that is the revelation side.
在你的右脚，因为这是启示性的这个。
The left side is the prophetic side. The right side is the side of revelation.
你的左边是先知预言性的，而你的右边是带着启示性的。
The next is the blood is dashed on the right ear.
那另外就讲到那个血是在右耳。
I'm sorry, on the right thumb.
右手的拇指。
I'm sorry, I've got this all backwards. The right toe was supposed to be down the street. We were supposed to talk about the thumb and the ear first.
我其实应该先谈到那个耳垂跟手。
So the blood is on your thumb.
所以那个血是在你的拇指上。
On your right thumb.
在你右手的拇指。
Because it is the revelation of your works in the body of Christ.
那个是代表他，你在这个神的家中，你的事工的启示。
Remember, the right side is always the revelation of God.
你一定要记得，你右边代表的是神的启示。
It is not the revelation from God, but of God.
就是说不是说从神来的启示，而是神的启示。
The works that you're assigned to in the body of Christ,
就是你在神的家中你所被指定去做的事。
It is not the revelation from God.
并不是从神来的启示。
It is the revelation of God to and through you for the church.
而是神在你里面放的启示，经由你去做在教会里面。
Do you understand the difference?
你明白那个差别吗？
Okay. You don't? Okay, raise your hand if you don't understand.
如果你不明白，请举手。
Okay. How do I explain the difference? If the revelation is from God,
如果这启示是从神而来
then God is the source, is funneled through, funneled to you.
那就是神是那个启示的源头，然后进入你的里面
as a gift from God.
就好像是一个神给你一个礼物一样
And the body of Christ really needs to get away from that mentality.
而这神的家实在是需要从这样的一个想法里面要离开
because you as a Christian,
因为你身为一个基督徒
let's look at Nikki.
我们就看看这位姐妹。
This always makes everyone feel really good. Let's look at Nikki.
好，我们看她。
Nikki,
what?
Nikki in all of her specialness,
就是在我的特殊之处。
Her preciousness,
或者我很宝贵的地方。
Her gifts,
或者我的恩赐。
Her talents,
她的才华。
Are a picture of Jesus Christ to the church.
就是耶稣基督向着教会他所彰显的那个景象。
She is a gift exemplifying a portion, a part of Jesus to the church.
他就针对教会来讲，他是神所给教会这个礼物里面其中的一部分的代表。
When you see Nikki, you see this part of Jesus.
所以你看到这个人的时候，你看到耶稣身上的这一部分。
Pastor Grace, please come up here.
请姜牧师上来一下。
When you see Pastor Grace,
当你看到
江
牧师的时候
Jesus,
你就看到耶稣不另外一部分。
You see her apostolic calling in the move that she does in the body of Christ that is led and strengthened, nurtured by the mantle of the apostle that is upon her.
就是你从她身上看到一个使徒的这样的恩膏，而以至于她可以在教会里面栽培啊，然后孕育培育我们。
Her gifts, her talents, all of these things.
她的才华，她的恩赐，这一切。
Are very different than Nikki, aren't they?
跟这个姐妹是不一样的。
She is another face of Jesus to you.
对你们来讲，她代表的就是耶稣的另外一面。
David, come up. Now this is a real different look.
这个真的长得完全不一样。
We have two women here and now a man.
有两个姐妹，一个弟兄。
David, with all of his talents, his gifts, and his calling,
就在他的呼召，他各样的才华跟恩赐的上。
And the way that he walks through the body of Christ and conducts his ministry,
还有在神的家中，他怎么样来做他的服事
is another face of Jesus to you.
对你们所代表的就是耶稣的另一面。
He is a sort of revelation of Christ to you.
对你们来讲，他就是好像能够来代表基督的那个启示。
He's different than Nikki, right?
他跟我们是不一样的
，right? He's different than Pastor Grace, right?
跟姜牧师也不一样的。
Pastor Grace is different than Nikki.
我们两者是不一样的。
Who is different than David?
我们跟他都不一样。
But the three of them give us three different faces of Jesus.
但这三位都 让我们能够看到耶稣的三个不同的面。
Three different administrations of the giftings and the callings of Jesus.
就是能够让我们知道耶稣基督他的服事跟呼召三个的不同面。
Three different faces of the wisdom of God for the church.
神针对他教会的启的智慧，这三个人代表三个不同的智慧。
Am I right?
我说的对吗
？Okay, you can sit down. But Nikki, you have to stay. In the same way,
同样的
，when I say the revelation of God to you.
当我讲到说，就是神的启示来，就是我向你说神的启示。
If God calls a man to be an accountant,
那如果神好像就是说这个人也要向你负责。
It is God who must give that man the gifting to be able to be a good accountant.
哦，对不起，就是如果神呼召他成为一个就是会计师的话，神要给他那个能力跟恩赐来做会计师。
It is Jesus that must give him the wisdom to be able to handle that business effectively.
就是说耶稣要给他那样智慧以至于他可以有效来处理他的工作
Am I right?
我说的对吗
So that he in his business of accounting becomes a revelation of Christ the wisdom of Christ through accounting Now this is very simple and very basic but I don't know how else to show you when I say to you the revelation of God every aspect come up here Rebecca Please. Rebecca has a beautiful gift for writing songs.
她有个很美的一个恩赐就是写诗歌。
You guys don't agree?
你们同意吗
But when she writes these songs are a revelation of Jesus through Rebecca.
就是这些诗歌是神借的那个敏文牧师要传达出的一个启示。
They're not Rebecca.
那个并不是敏文的本身。
They're the revelation of Christ through Rebecca.
乃是有关基督的那样的启示，经由那个敏文牧师传出来。
That's what makes them so beautiful.
那就为什么这些诗歌这么美
？The revelation of Christ through Rebecca for the church.
就是基督耶稣的启示，借着那个敏文传到教会。
Do you understand?
明白吗
？Okay, sit down. Thank you. Every gift, every calling in the church.
每一个呼召，每一个恩赐在教会里面。
How many of you have gotten saved and find yourself changing professions after you got saved?
你们都好像就在你们得救之后，你换了你的职业。
Or you find that you have got gifts and talents you never knew you had.
然后或者是你得救以后，你突然发现你以前从来不知道的恩赐跟才华。
How many? Raise your hand.
有多少人请举手
？See, it is the revelation of Jesus.
这就是耶稣基督的启示。
You think that if it's not a dream or a vision, it's not a revelation of God. Not so.
你会觉得说，我如果不是得到那个意象或异梦的话，这就不是神的启示。
God cares for the very basics of our life.
神其实很在乎我们生命当中一些最基本的。
Sometimes you can find an abused person get saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, and become the greatest mother in the earth.
你会发现一些好像一些被虐待的人，当他们好像被圣灵充满得救，被圣灵充满以后，他会成为世界上一个非常好的母亲。
She becomes the revelation of God. She is expanded beyond herself in the revelation of God to her children.
她就因为这样子被神扩充，她成为真的，对她孩子来讲，成为神的启示。
Do you now understand?
你现在明白了吧？
Any time that God is releasing you in a gift or a talent.
所以每一次当神这样释放你进入一个才华或者恩赐
，It becomes a part of His revelation to the church through you.
就是他乃是经由你向着教会，他彰显有关他自己的启示。
And this becomes part of the way you walk.
然后这就成为你所当行的路。
Because this revelation, it's let me give you an example from the ministry.
好，我从服事的事工我来讲一个例子。
The Lord spoke to me once very strongly in a very powerful vision.
在一个非常强而有力的意象中，神向我说这些话。
And he told me that prophets, I'm not talking about people that have the gift of prophecy, but prophets, people who are in the office of the prophet.
我现在讲这个先知，不是说有先知性那个恩赐的，乃是说他真的在先知的职分里面的这些人。
He told me that people who are prophets are guided.
就说他讲到说这些先知职分的人，他们是被引导的。
Supported.
然后是被支持的。
protected,
而且是被保护的,
by the mantle of the prophet that is upon them.
而是经由他身上的这个先知的这个外袍，这个外袍来保护的。
That mantle becomes the revelation of God to them and eventually through them to the church.
而这个先知的外袍成为他们启示来源，然后经过他们能够把这个启示这样传出去。
Jeremiah was a prophet, but he was so different from Isaiah.
就像耶利米是个先知，可是他跟以赛亚就是完全不一样的。
Isaiah was a prophet, but he was so different from David.
然后呢，以赛亚也是个先知，但是他跟大卫就那么不一样。
Now, do you want me to show this to you in the Bible?
我向你显示这个经文好吗
？Turn to Hebrews.
我们翻到希伯来书
，Chapter One.
第一章。希伯来书第一章。
First one.
第一节。神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
So I don't know what she just said.
我不知道刚才她中文念的是什么。
But my Bible says many separate revelations, each of which set forth a portion of the truth. And in different ways, God spoke of old to our forefathers by the prophets.
就是在古时神借的先知讲了很多不同的，就是在不同部分的这些预言性的先知，神借的不同的人把它讲出来。
This is not just speaking about the prophet's message.
这边不单是讲到说那个先知性的那个信息是什么
，but it is speaking of the prophet's life.
更是讲到那个先知他自己的生命
，the way he behaved before the people of God.
就他在神的子民面前他是怎么样的行事为人
？You read the prophetic words and experiences of Ezekiel.
你看到以西结他里面他所讲到那些先知性的话
，and he represented one portion of truth.From the Father or of God to the people,
就是他从神那边向着百姓，他所代表的只是一部分的真理。
You read Jeremiah and you read his life.
然后你读了耶利米书，你看到他的生平。
And if Jeremiah never said a prophetic word, his life said many prophetic things to the people of God.
那耶利米其实没有说任何一句先知性的话，但他的生活，他的生命却一直释放出这个先知性的讯息。
His message said one thing to the people.
所以他的传的信息说了一些话。
But the life God brought him through as a prophet said something else.
但是身为一个先知，神让他这一生所经历的，也就传达了另外一些信息。
The two things together spoke a complete message to Israel during his lifetime.
所以你把这两者合并在一起，它就成了一个完整的信息，是神当时要借着耶利米向以色列人说的。
Remember when Ezekiel was told to lay on his side, I think 49 days, and lay on his other side, I think 360 days. Do you remember that?
你记得以西结呢？神叫他这样靠这边睡49天，然后靠这边住365天。
It wasn't just his prophetic message that spoke to Israel, but it was his acts that spoke the revelation of God to the people of God.
所以不光是说他的信息而已，乃是他整个的行事为人，他向神的百姓说出神的心意。
God chose all these different kinds of personalities to give different messages. He told Hosea to marry a woman.
所以神借着各种不同个性的人说不同的信息，好像他选了那个何西阿来，就是娶了一个女子。
That in himself he would never have married.
但是如果按照何西阿本身，他是绝对不可能娶她的。
But his marriage spoke of God's heart for Israel.
但是他的婚姻却说出、陈述出神对以色列人的心意。
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你现在明白我所说的吗
？And in these many different ways, various sundry and sorted ways.
所以就是在很多不同的方式这种角度里面
God revealed to us Jesus Christ
他就向我们来彰显耶稣基督本身
Through Joseph we learn of Jesus the suffering servant
就像好像说就约瑟来讲我们知道耶稣他是一个真的是受苦的仆人
Destined to reign as king
他虽然预定就是他预定要来就是来掌权
In David we see Christ the king Christ the apostle Christ the priest
然后从大卫
the prophet.
从大卫本身我们就看到耶稣他是君王是先知是使徒祭司
And in that we see how Jesus operates in his church.
从大卫身上我们就看到耶稣基督在他教会里面他是怎么样来运行的
Do you understand what I'm saying?
你懂得我在说什么吗
We've only got five more minutes. So you got to understand. Do you understand?
你明白吗
We're learning the revelation of God through the individual members of the body of Christ.
我们在教会，我们从教会的不同的弟兄姐妹身上，我们来学习有关耶稣基督这个人的启示。
By touching your right toe, he leads you. He leads your walk. By touching your right thumb, he is sanctifying your works in the church, revealing a part of himself to the church.
所以经由他出，就是用血涂在你的右脚的拇指上，他就让你所行之道被圣别。然后在你的右手上，你涂了血呢，以及你所做的工作在教会里面是圣洁。而人从你的工作里面可以来明白耶稣是哪一位。
Touching your right ear, he sanctifies your ear to hear the revelation of God.
而他这样子在你的右耳垂那边涂抹血呢，是让你能够听到神的话。
Whether he speaks to you in revelation through his word.
不管是经由他的话，就是圣经里面跟你讲的启示，
through your heart,
或者在你心里面讲，
through dreams, through visions,
或者异梦异象。
However he speaks to you in revelation, maybe he'll take you out to a lake and talk to you about humility.
就不管他用什么样的方式来向你彰显他的启示，或者他把你带到湖边跟你谈那个谦卑的事。
But through sanctifying your right ear, he opens your ear to the revelation of God.
但是经由他在你右耳这样子抹上血，他就让你开你的那个耳朵，能够听到神的启示。
Where does the priest hear the revelation of God?
所以那个祭司是在什么地方他听到神的启示呢？
In the presence of God.
乃是在于神的同在中。
Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand?
你明白吗？
Okay. It's almost 4:30, so let's stand.
好，我们一起起立。
Do you feel cooked? Father, it seems like I gave these people so much this afternoon.
父神啊，我今天好像似乎传讲了很多的信息。
We may have veered away just a little bit from the simplicity.
也许好像离简单来讲是稍微远了一点。
The simpleness that we have been trying to stay with in this whole set of meetings.
好像有点离开我原先希望有的一个很简单的这个主题。
But yet you sent the angel of the Lord to talk to me and told me that this is what was to be given.
但是你差遣天使来告诉我这是应该传讲的。
So I trust you to nurture the seeds that were sown in their hearts this afternoon.
所以神，我依靠你今天把种下去的种子，你要持续的来浇灌。
Cause these people to hunger to rise up in the priestly responsibilities that they've been given.
求你来致使他这些人能够好像开始心中有渴慕，能够起来兴起，进入他祭司的职分里面。
Both to minister to you,
不管是来在你面前来侍奉你
，and to allow you to minister through them to your church.
或者允许你让你能够经由他们能够来服侍教会。
Father, we thank you for.Teaching us the way of the kingdom.
父啊，我们谢谢你教导我们这个神国里面的事。
That we can become a kingdom of priests.
以至于我们可以成为祭司的国度。
Giving honor and glory to the name of Jesus Christ.
能够把一切的荣耀跟尊贵都来归给耶稣的名。
Bless these people as they leave.
主啊，祝福他们散去的脚步。
Your protection be around them.
你的保护着四围环绕他们。
Their hearts be filled with joy.
他们心中满了喜乐
As you release them into the greater things of God,
释放他们进入神国里面更大的事
And bless this church,
神啊祝福这个教会
For providing this opportunity for people to learn,
因为他们提供这样的机会好让这些人可以来学习
From the many teachers that they bring in to teach the body of Christ,
他们邀请很多的讲员进来能够来教导神的百姓
In your precious name,
我奉你宝贵的名
Amen. Amen.Bless you.
神祝福你们，爱你们。
非常，请坐哈。非常谢谢林塔牧师。如果你们对他的事工有负担，你们可以写支票投在后面哈。我们今天就会拿给他哈。他们每次组那个 Eagle Gathering 这样哈去一个地方照着神的旨意某个地点某个时间这样去祷告对整个的国家整个的神的国度非常大的影响而他们的机票他们租的场地这些都是一些费用还有他们印的书神要他们都免费送 这样哈，所以你们有负担的，你们就现在写 FRCC 下面就是 member 写 Nita 的事工，我们会全部转给他们，好，因为他们遭到很多次仇敌的攻击，这样子在经济上，好，主祝福每一位。